Consent agenda items, Mr. Grab.
In keeping with the commission's request, we have one consent agenda item to bring for you this morning. This is an after-the-fact application where Mr. Bulkley et al. Is requesting authorization to retain a 5-foot-wide, 87-foot-long shared-use non-riparian pier with an 8-foot by 45-foot L-head and an uncovered boat lift, 5-foot-wide finger pier at properties which are situated along the eastern branch of Elizabeth River. It actually extends from 2741 Spiegel Drive, but serves two non-riparian lots, 2735 and 2729, in accordance with certain past deeded easements. According to our records and the applicant, what the applicant has provided, the pier has actually existed since around 1989. There are also existing deeds, the earliest dating back to the early 80s, 1983, that contain specific language allowing these two non-riparian properties at 2735 and 2729 the right to construct and access a pier extending from that easement actually over the fee simple property at 2741. Because they're non-riparian, even though they're serving private properties, the commission has said that they don't qualify under the statutory authorization, and it does require a permit. Given the fact that it's been there for a number of years, however, we accepted the after-the-fact application, ran the public interest review. We got all three property owners, the two easement holders, as well as the property owner of the underlying fee interest, to sign on as the application. No one objected to it, and so as a result, in this instance, staff is recommending that you approve this existing shared-use non-riparian pier, and furthermore, given its private nature, that no royalties be assessed, provided the pier continues to serve just the two private properties. Furthermore, we feel that civil charges are not warranted, given the pier's history and use, as a result, we're only recommending, given its after-the-fact nature, that the permit fee be $300. So with that.
Any questions, Mr. Grab?
I have one, Bob.
Sir. Mr.
Is
McCluskey.
That the Lynn Haven River?
Pardon me?
Did you say it's the Lynn Haven River?
Yes.
Thank you. I misunderstood.
Eastern Branch.
Thank you.
Does anyone in the audience object to this project? Matters before the commission?
Move the approval of staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Hollins, or second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that this meeting be recessed and that the commission immediately reconvene and close meeting for the purpose of consultation with legal counsel and briefings by staff members pertaining to actual or probable litigation or other specific legal matters requiring legal advice by counsel as permitted by subsection 8, paragraph 7 of section 2.2-3711 of the Code of Virginia pertaining to